Got a bike or some parts you want to put to good use? Drop them off at any of the City of Winnipeg's 4R locations on Panet, Pacific, or Brady Road during their open hours. Wrench volunteers pick up from each location at least monthly and get those bikes back on the road through education programs, community bike repair, and bike giveaways. Since 2010, Winnipeggers have helped the Wrench divert over 250,000 kilograms of bikes and parts from the landfill, ensuring that anyone who wants a bike has a bike. Let's keep rolling. For more information, visit us at thewrench.ca.
Support for CKW is provided by Organic Planet, Winnipeg's only worker-owned organic grocery and vegan deli, located at 877 Westminster Avenue, serving Wolseley and Winnipeg for over 30 years.
Well, congratulations and welcome to CKUWFM.
Thank you.
Diversity is our frequency. CKUW provides community-based programming that reflects and respects.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3.
That's good. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. How to survive a tornado. Number one, go to the basement. If you're in a building with no basement, go to an inner hallway or a small inner room without windows, such as a bathroom or closet. Number two, stay in the center of the room. Stay away from windows and keep low to the floor. Number three, get under a sturdy piece of furniture. If you're in a bathroom, lie down in the bathtub. How to survive a tornado.
Greetings. Hello. That would do it then. In the background, you have something called the HTSAT Cannon Bros theme. Yes, that's a theme of this very program, How to Survive a Tornado, performed live in our adjacent studio sometime in the early 90s. It's a mysterious conglomerate, sort of ragtag, unknown collective of two artists called Cannon Bros. They were not brothers, but they would appear and improvise these beautiful sounds. This one, they gifted quite ceremoniously to this radio program and said, we're giving you this as a theme song. And can't express the gratitude for that event. Some, well, what is it? 30 years ago, maybe the fall of more than 30 years ago, it might have been the fall of 1990, right when the Cannon Bros were taking the town by storm, headlining at Le Rendezvous, doing 20-minute shows that would end in riots. Look it up. Some of the most beautiful and transgressive music ever made in Winnipeg. And yet they found time to come here and gift us this theme. Now, we don't play it enough. We should probably play nothing but it in some ways. Speaking of the Cannon Bros, one of their favorites. In fact, the one half of said bros used to wear a Galaxy 500 t-shirt at their concerts, way ahead of their time. I mean, the embers of Galaxy 500 were still smoldering, and this Cole Woods visionary, he was like 15 years old, and there he was. Stage at the Rendezvous with this Galaxy 500 t-shirt. Well, as you know, we have news, exciting news, that fits so well with autumn with Galaxy 500. Group out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. They kind of made New York their home as well. They were kind of from Harvard, and they hung out with Conan O'Brien. That's true. So hey, this is the first new music or music recorded between 1988 and 1990, the lifespan of their recordings. It's called Uncollected Noise New York, 88 to 90. It's brand new. And it's out on, what's it out on? I'll tell you in a second. It's not telling me here. It's frustrating. But it's out in very deluxe. You can find it on Bandcamp, etc. It's out. There's a handful of previously unreleased songs here. And I don't think I'm going to, I think I'm going to go to sort of a favorite, a couple of favorites that were released. Oh,
Well, in the late 90s, they released the box set, and then these two songs came out then. But then they're quickly forgotten again. So this is another opportunity to sort of to re-release some of the really unknown music. Just stuff that, for how this didn't get on records. I mean, they were just so, I was about to say they were just so on fire, if I can get away with that. Probably not. But it's one of my favorite Galaxy 500 songs, actually, we'll start with. Just sat there unheard for 5-6 years after the group disbanded. And we'll hear a cover after that. CKUW 95.9 FM. Cannon Bros. The ghosts of the Cannon Bros will take you right into this. We'll be right back. Galaxy 500, Final Day. It's a Young Marble Giants cover. And that is out brand new on Uncollected Noise New York, 88 to 90. And it collects over 20 songs, several of which previously unheard. Not that. That was released on the Ryko Disc box set that I'm going to say came out in 97. So for 7 years, but then quickly forgotten again, for 7 years that music just was actually unheard. Prior to that, was it a B-side? I'd have to go back. The song is Them, and at the very least an outtake. Absolutely sublime, right? Right there with some of the, the strangest. They're a very sensual group and cerebral, and just would just sort of call up these bizarre associations and sort of stream of consciousness kind of brilliance. Just the simplicity of it all, lyrically and musically, but within it, they love New Order, and there's a lot in there. And they, Naomi Yang was like, basically says she learned bass from just listening to Joy Division records. You hear that, she's going up on the neck, and there's a lot of the sort of the lead melodies go back and forth between her and what's his name? I'm having this thing where I'm just blanking out. I forgot the name of my favorite restaurant yesterday. I had no idea. And I want to say Dean Wareham. That's him. They kind of go back and forth and have this interplay that is not categorically dissimilar to what Peter Hook and Bernard Sumner did in New Order in many important ways. So you heard that. Beautiful. Young Marble Giants, too, covering that. If there's anything you should do right now in November, it's if you haven't already, it's just go and spend your weekend immersed in listening to the Young Marble Giants. Maybe we should play some, right? Yeah. The sound of Wales, post-punk Wales. I would say the Young Marble Giants still about 5,000 years ahead of their time. Galaxy 500, about 4,000 years. So you heard that. That's available now. Uncollected Noise New York, Galaxy 500. From there, what we wanted to do last week, so we're fulfilling our promises. We promised to go through that record. We're doing so. That's important. We wanted to now go to this new Cure record again, which is called Songs of a Lost World, The Cure. And this is a funny thing because it says... I'll read it from the description again. I know my world has grown old, Robert Smith, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways, it says here that the whole record's about death, et cetera, et cetera. Then I tell this story about this fill-in host that did this show. This is years ago. Great guy, does great stuff. I'd see him around campus, kind of a mysterious figure himself. And he said, hey, just before I fill in your show, what's your show all about? Obviously never listened to it. That's okay. I said it's mainly about death and very, deadpan about death. And he said, okay. And I said, all right, thank you. Good luck. And then I saw him a couple of weeks later. He said, hey, sorry, I really tried to really stick to the death thing, but, I did play some other stuff. So I just thought that was funny. At the time, and as it continues to be the case, sadly and tragically often, the show is about death dedications for artists that are dying, okay? So anyways, where I'm going with this is this guy walked into my office here on campus yesterday. I haven't seen him in 2 years. And I told the story to him, and he just kind of barely cracked a smile. That's the situation here. It's a very serious guy. But we'll have him on again. He'll do a death special, and look forward to that. So this Cure record, I think we played the lead-off track. Should we just go through it? What do you want to do? You want to bounce around a bit? Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go to a fragile thing. I hear this. I haven't heard this yet, actually. I haven't played the record all the way through. So maybe we'll play one or two. So let's play two. We'll play A Fragile Thing and then War Song. By all accounts, this is an epic return to work on the scope of Disintegration, Pornography, and other earlier work. So that's a tall order. But, man, Robert Smith has to be the most accomplished British songwriter of his generation, right? 204-774-6877. Who else is there in one human being that's accomplished more as a songwriter of his of that generation? I'm stumped. I think it has to be. It has to be that guy. Here's The Cure.
We're downtown playing underground. We're CKUW 95.9 FM.
Don't tell me how you miss me. I could die tonight.
It's The Cure. Brand new Cure. First Cure in, what is it, 14 years? Something like that? War Song. Before that, you heard A Fragile Thing from the brand new Songs of a Lost World. And that's out now. No, he did some dates. They did some dates for this in the UK. You have to think he's going to tour this record. He tours when he does. He doesn't have a record. He likes touring. Plays three-hour shows, etc. I had to mention this again because I mentioned it last week and it was quite well responded. Oh, actually, you know what? I'll come back with that. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So, question was, Robert Smith, greatest songwriter of his generation. Someone said, what about Paul Weller? Okay. I'm putting Paul Weller of the Jam Style Council and solo artist, but I put him in a slightly different generation. Maybe I hope I'm right with that. I just think Paul Weller is in the Joe Strummer generation, and Robert Smith is in the Bono generation. There's a slight shift there. So what do you got? And you could say, I'm talking about one person. He writes the songs, right? Paul Weller wrote the songs in the Jam. The Clash wrote songs together. If you want to talk about U2, well, they write, you know, as a group. Robert Smith, that's his vision. He writes the songs. It's this whole thing, right? Give me a greater songwriter from the UK of his generation. I don't think there is one. Right, someone's saying Morrissey Marr. There's two people. Sorry. This is easy. One person. Oh, what about just Morrissey on his own? No. I'm going to say no. No. If Morrissey wrote all the Smith songs, we'd have a conversation. But he did not. He wrote the words. So Robert Smith writes the words, and he does. See, what Morris here, let me try and simplify this. What Morrissey and Marr did as two people, and this incredible, you know, body of work, Robert Smith did it as one person. So the question is one person. Paul Weller is a good response. That's a good one. It's just I'm going to say slightly different generation. Then someone said Joe Strummer. Well, but Joe Strummer in The Clash, you know, Mick Jones was doing a lot of things in The Clash with Joe Strummer, as was Paul Simon on Always and Topper Heaton. I don't know. Did he write songs? Sorry. Yeah. No, yeah, and it's not, I'm talking about writing the songs. Okay. All right, we're getting sidetracked. People are getting excited. But that's good. It's nice to hear from you. We're going to go from this. We're just going to abandon this and go right into the random component. Here, we've got 20 minutes left. So I was very excited. It seems to me, because of now, what this is random vinyl. I pull records. I don't know what I have. And for the first, 4 years, I was just going from the main level of my residence. And now I've exhausted that. That took about 4 years. I've now gone to the second floor, where there's a different sort of organized stash of records. Don't rob me. Actually, they're worthless because my records, this is a sad, it's quite true, actually. I didn't take very good care of my records to begin with, but then I had this period where I was DJing in public quite a bit and no more. I'm long since retired, but I essentially destroyed my record collection. And that was before records have gone up in value to the extent that they are now, which is would have been unfathomable. Quick example. Well, we'll get to this example. Okay, we'll get to some music, and then we're going to follow up on this price of records. But my records are essentially worthless. My nephew will inherit them and hopefully do a radio show with them because that's all they're good for is listening. Imagine that. So, in this new stash, it seems to me that these records are now organized and alphabetized because I pulled out a handful of records, and they all start with W. We're going to start with the Wooden Tops from Australia. Yeah, I think that's right. This is unheard and completely forgotten music, and this was out on Rough Trade Records, the big single at the time, Well, Well, Well. This is Wooden Tops, 95.9 FM, CKOW, How to Survive a Tornado.
Well, well, well. Baby's gotta hurry before she's late. Suppress the feelings, forget the taste. Ain't no point waiting, just take the sting. Dig it hell. My love boys get a little rusty old. Someone get that TV star. Baby, I know you love my way, so wrap my soul and take it. Off the tarnish and make it shine. Baby, I know you love my way, so wrap my soul and take it away. Well, come on, let's try love our time. Polish off the tarnish and make it shine. Far away,
Well, it's a funny thing. It's a funny thing, isn't it? You know, I'll just say, you know, the CKW is quite a broad community. There's over 100 hosts. We share this studio and share this equipment. And you know, we have different settings that we all prefer for different things. There is a standard that is set by the management here, which we appreciate. That would be the, you know, the man, the authority. The rules, and you know, we all try to follow these rules, but sometimes you can run into a situation, I'm telling you, where maybe somebody, and I'm not naming names because I actually don't know, but it seems to me like the weight setting on turntable 2 has been adjusted. So I need to fix that. I need to fix that because that was not working. Maybe we'll go back into this Cannon Bros theme for a minute or two. You can just have this vision of Cole Woods shirtless at Le Rendezvous in St. Boniface coming out for an encore, destroying his guitar and being carried off into the night. Did we got that show? Magical. We're going to adjust this. We'll be right back with you. 95.9 FM, CKW. Learned a little more of our situation. I think there's some combined blame. I think the record itself is not in the best shape, but I can confirm that the weight on the knee, on the arm, was also perhaps slightly customized. Let's give this another shot. Here's the Water Boys on CQW 95.9 FM. Okay, it's all falling apart here on the show. How to Survive a Tornado, CKW 95.9 FM. The Water Boys, you heard from their 1988, I believe, yes, record, Fisherman's Blues. And so that's where Mike Scott and the Water Boys, I mean, just went right, just went deep into folk music, right? The earlier records, Pagan Place, This Is the Sea, two albums prior, were, I mean, they definitely were informed by those traditions, but they also had this big music going on that at times, you know, even there in moments was connected to the earlier U2, definitely to Big Country. And it was this idea of the music invoking the landscapes of more sort of northern regions, Scotland, Ireland, etc., and the themes there of literary and cultural. The Water Boys. It's funny. I saw the Water Boys in Chicago just before the pandemic at this great little venue that I'm forgetting. It was like the Chicago. It was Chicago folk music stage or something. It was this little neighborhood venue. It was great. It was very intimate. And he played that song, but he didn't play. The only song he played from the early records was, of course, My Favorite Restaurant. I don't know. It was Hole of the Moon. Great song. Did it as the encore, but I don't know. Those two records? And there's music before those two records? I don't know. That was strange. I was surprised. The Water Boys. Okay, before that, you heard The Wooden Tops from 1985, the single out on Rough Trade. Well, well, well. That's forgotten music. That's what we're all about here. I can see I paid $2.99 for that. I think I bought that at a place called Track Records on Seymour Street in Vancouver in 1989. In fact, I can see it's priced May 19th, 1989. And I think I bought it shortly there afterwards as I was a resident of that city then. Water Boys, I bought this for $2. I can see it. And I can tell I bought it at the old Into the Music. And I'm sure I bought it from the basement of the Osborne Into the Music. And that's interesting. That record's in you know, like, it seems like there was a bit of a blip on it there, but otherwise, the jacket is in great shape, everything else. I wonder what that goes for today if it comes in. $4? I'm surprised. When you look at the price of used vinyl, I'm still surprised that there'll be things. Well, I should pull it up. I should pull it up. In fact, I will. Maybe this is what we're going to do. We were going to play. I had the Who came up. There's a bunch of Who records here, but what I want to say is that Into the Music, let's do this and we'll come back, because we do want to acknowledge our partners and friends at Into the Music, and what better way to do that than the way we're supposed to do it to start with, which is this.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Thank you, Into the Music. And what I was talking about was, and here, I'll just pull one up. Subscribe to their newsletter. That's what you want to do to get all the information about the upcoming concert series. I can see that we have some things coming up next week, November 15th. Sky Blues will be there, as well as Sky Raid. So go to their website for more information. Sorry, the website and the newsletter. You want to subscribe to the Into the Music newsletter to get the information on that great event series that they have every Friday free Absolutely amazing work that they're doing there. I want to make sure I've got this right. I think that's right. Yeah. Into the Music presents live in-store performances. Live music at 7:30 p.m. every Friday, almost, it says, free in all ages. So I'm not sure what's going on tonight. You can give them a call, 287-8279. I'm sure they'd love to hear from you. But this newsletter is great because it gives you all the information on all the new releases each week. You want to hear the Who?
Well,
Tommy came up. So we'll just start Tommy off. Pete Townsend. Oh, Pete Townsend. No, Pete Townsend's not in the same generation as Robert Smith. And he's in generation prior to Joe Strummer. And who's the other guy we're talking about? Paul Weller. No, different generation. Sorry. Good example, though. A person that wrote all the music. That's what we want. Not a group. Someone said R.E.M. No. R.E.M. It's all four of them. That's like the worst answer. R.E.M., their whole thing was all four of them did everything. They were just this unit, right? No, bad answer, R.E.M. A person, one person that wrote all the music. No, it doesn't have to be in a band. Could be a solo artist or a band. Who is it? Someone said Bob Dylan. That's not a serious answer. If you think Bob Dylan is in the same generation as Robert Smith, then I may simply give up. Anyways, I wanted to talk about the prices for used vinyl, how it's so different than it was in the past, and I find it very interesting. Like, I can look on this current newsletter. David Bowie, Aladdin Sane, $12, tan label. To me, that's interesting because when I bought Aladdin Sane in 1987 at Into the Music, I probably paid $5 for it. So it's actually just priced along the way with inflation. Anyways, go down and talk to them. They'll explain the whole thing to you. Into the Music. Stay tuned for the Global Research News.